The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Dublin Horse Show is celebrating its 150th year this week. Competitors and fans have travelled from around the world to attend the RDS. Now, Josh Crosby has been soaking up the atmosphere and he's with me in studio. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The weather must be making it pretty nice for everybody involved.
It certainly is. So look, it's the largest summer event in Dublin. There are over 110,000 people expected to head along to the RDS over the next few days. And when you break that down in terms of consumption, Pat, there'll be 40,000 ice cream sold. I spotted plenty of people enjoying 99s out there looking at the horses. Then there'll be 35,000 glasses of wine sipped and 40,000 pints will be poured. There's a champagne bar. So those attending are certainly treating themselves. And then look, to keep everyone on their toes, they reckon there'll be 15,000 coffees served. But look, apart from all the...
Far more drink than coffee.
yes. But look, apart from all the added wining and dining that goes along with it, the main attraction is, of course, the horses. So the competition kicked off yesterday. Today is called Best Dress Day, or what would have always been known as Ladies Day. And then tomorrow is the big one, the Nations Cup. So for the award of the Aga Khan Challenge Trophy. Just to give listeners a sense of the atmosphere around the grounds, we'll play a clip of some of those I met who came from near and far.
It's the best horse show around. The atmosphere, the people are lovely and the food's good.
It's not just the horses either. Like, you can go in there and you can buy a new suit, you can buy a piece of art.
Shop in the mills, yeah. The artwork, there's loads to see and do.
So you mightn't be going home empty-handed either.
Well, you never know. You'll see what the old pocket is like now, after tomorrow even.
What do you like about horses?
They jump.
What are you looking forward to most about today?
Balloons.
The balloon artists.
They might make you a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
And would you come to the horse show every year?
I've been coming to the horse show for the last 25 years, I'd say. I'm involved as well at the local agriculture show at home. It'd be interesting to see how the horses that won locally, how they gone at Dublin Horse Show.
A different scale now to a local agricultural show?
Oh, it is, yeah, but a lot of them wouldn't need the agricultural show at the same time, because if they hadn't, they wouldn't qualify.
I love horses and I want to see everything to do with the horses today.
And have you been here a few times over the years?
I've been here a few times with my mother when we were kids. We came, yeah.
So you have that nostalgia and other memories of walking around here?
Yeah, no mobile phones. We used to, if we got lost, meet under the clock tower.
So my name is Olga Murphy and I'm from Equine Safety Solutions. So I handle the equestrian health and safety. So the flow of horses in and out, loading, unloading stallions. Normally we give them arrival times, but in fairness, they never stick to it. So what they do is they ring me en route and we get the guards to help us. We have a sterile area on the Simmons Court Road. Keep it all nice and safe. We unload them there. We have a chute down here. We've walkie-talkies either end. So we clear that chute, hold everything. Stallion comes down and he's boxed in.
Can they see other stallions or do you want to try isolate them?
I suppose sometimes it's their first time arriving at Dublin and you can see yourself how busy it is, so many people around.
And apart from a stallion seeing a stallion, do you ever see a stallion maybe back up on his hind legs?
Plenty of times. There's still stallions at the end of the day.
Stallions do what stallions do, I suppose. Anyway, some of those in attendance and working at the Dublin Horse Show. Now, what about those who are organising this very, very complex event? Did you speak with any of those in an official capacity?
I did, Pat. And while I was there, Princess Anne was visiting. When she arrived, there was the big escort of Garda bikes and the red carpet was rolled out. She arrived in her Range Rover and she'd been to the Oris before. And so I suppose this was described as a courtesy call to Oris on Uachtaráin. But as you can imagine, all the team at the RDS were busy making sure everything was running like clockwork, and so it was. And this year, of course, there are celebrations for the 150th anniversary of the show, so there's a special exhibition space where there are previous trophies on display. I was able to get a few minutes with the horse show director Fiona Sheridan, and I also met with the commanding officer of the Irish Army Equitation School, Tom Frain. Fiona says it brings the horsing community together in one space.
This turns into a horse hotel for the week, so it's 1,600 horses competing, and then we have about 200 more coming through for demonstrations and masterclasses and various things. We have an amazing stewarding team, 250 stewards, voluntary officials, so we couldn't do it without them. They're part of the fabric of the place.
The Dublin Horse Show, but it's certainly not just horses. Walking around here now, there's everything from jewellery to jackets to paintings.
Absolutely. We have a huge trade stand area, 350 trade stands. And we have lots of bars and restaurants, so it's a real family experience.
How do you think it's lasted the test of time, 150 years? Like, how come people, generations of families, keep coming back and back?
every equestrian person in Ireland comes over the course of the 5 days. So it's a big event for the whole industry. The industry really centres around the show. So, yeah, it's a huge one for everyone involved in horses.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Tom Frayne. I'm the officer commanding the Army Equitation School, but I'm also the chair of the Equestrian Committee here in the Royal Dublin Society. I know a lot of people are used to coming to the RDS as a venue between the rugby, but obviously the horse show is for us the pinnacle of the activities here in the society. We have 168 competitions between horses and ponies, international show jumping, lead rein classes. The variety is fantastic. So if you're interested in horses, this is the place to be.
You're here with the red carpet rolled out, so you also have another capacity here as well.
Yeah, we have to welcome a visitor from England, so that's quite exciting. Obviously she has a huge interest in the horsey world, so it's great. We have people from all over the world here today. You know, we've 8 international teams jumping in the Nations Cup here on Friday, all the way from Mexico, from Canada, from Europe, England, Ireland and America. It's a place to be.
Commanding Officer at the Irish Army Equitation School, Tom Frayne. And before Tom, we heard from Dublin Horse Show Director Fiona Sheridan. Now, what about those actually competing at the RDS? Did you meet with any of the riders, Josh?
I did. And I must say, everyone I asked was more than happy to talk. And I suppose, why wouldn't they? They're there representing their country. It's a proud moment for them and their families. I met with one man who was there from the US to support his son competing. And he himself competed in the horse show many years ago. But I must say, there's a great family atmosphere around the grounds. Parents bring their children along for a day out in the summer, and I know we heard one woman say in the first clip there at the start that she originally went with her mother, and that's something I've definitely heard down through the years. People have memories of going along with their grandparents, so it's a tradition that's passed down. But when it comes to the competition itself, Pat, the total prize fund for the 2025 RDS Dublin Horse Show is over 1.4 million. The largest individual prize fund would be for the Rolex Grand Prix of Ireland, which is 500,000. Just to stay on figures for a second, the actual cost then of staging the show is over 7 million, but it's estimated it provides around 50 million to the local economy. So that gives you an idea of the numbers involved. I met with some of the show jumpers, including some who've travelled from abroad. First up is Ireland's Moya Teeling, who is riding her horse, Shanbo Miles.
We'd won down, just waiting for the results now, but fingers crossed.
And is it your first time competing at the Dublin Horse Show?
No, I was here 2 years ago, and I was fifth in the same class that I'm in, but I'm in the older class now, so.
Going around different horse shows, the Dublin Horse Show, it's the pinnacle, if you like.
It's the biggest show, really, at the end of the year, and yeah, it's great to represent Ireland.
Hi, I'm Joe Stockdale, I'm here representing Team GB. So far, so good. Yeah, only just starting, but horses feeling well. It's always a fantastic show here in Dublin, and one we really enjoy. I think it's one of the best, you know. We've got a good classical ring, fantastic ground. There's always a big crowd in here with a lot of atmosphere, so yeah, we always enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Laura Kraut. I am representing the United States Equestrian Team, and I'm from Wellington, Florida.
And what's it like to be here now at the Dublin Horse Show? Have you competed in Ireland before?
I've been to this horse show, I don't know, I think maybe this might be my 20th time. So it feels like home. I love it here, and I'm just happy to be back. The Irish talent is what it always is, the very best. So to have a chance to try and beat them is always a challenge, but yeah, we're here to give it a go.
I'm Peter van der Weij, and I'm the shifty keep of the Swiss team.
And how's it all going for you now so far?
We just had a rider who is currently in second place.
And I'm sure with your role, you're busy, you're making sure that everything is running smoothly and all the horses. That's obviously a challenge in itself, getting all the horses to another country when you're competing abroad.
Yeah, for sure. That's quite a big organization, definitely with Dublin, because yeah, it's quite a far way to go from Switzerland. It all went smoothly, and we have, for instance, our team vet also here who made sure that all the horses travelled well and were looked after properly. So
when you look at the Dublin Horse Show compared to other horse shows around the world, how would you describe it, or what do you like about it?
It's definitely very unique. I think this show, you can really feel it's a real horse crowd. The people are just completely crazy about the sport.
Some of those taking part in the actual events. Now, it's not just about the horses, though, Josh, is it?
No, Pat, it's not. And like all events nowadays, you have to try and cater for, I suppose, as many interests as you possibly can. So aside from all the horsing action, there are 350 trade exhibitors with everything from clothes to antiques, plenty of art for sale. Then there are horse box traders. One guy even had what looks like a modular home, but it's on wheels. So he said you don't need any planning permission. And this was a big unit. So you might start seeing a lot of these now being pulled around. They're mobile, and then you can build a decking area out around it. So look, you wouldn't notice the wheels. There's a dedicated family area with activities for children. I walked around the different vendors and stalls. I suppose you're in there, and there's plenty of them, so you're trying to get a mix of some of the more unique businesses and organisations. So we'll start with Jennifer Geach, who's the founder of the Athena Heart Foundation. The foundation offers courses to those who want to incorporate horses into their work. Jennifer says more and more people are recognising the benefits of horses for therapeutic purposes.
So a lot of our clients or a lot of people that come to us to get trained have counselling, psychotherapy, teaching, and they're looking to incorporate horses into what they do. It could be team building, corporate work. It could be working with people with mental health challenges and difficulties. You can sort of work with children up to, you know, adults, vulnerable adults. Sort of traditional room-based talking, whether it be therapists, whether it be coaching, people are often in their head. So, you know, they've got to sort of talk about things. They've got to filter their responses to sort of manage the relationship in that space. Whereas when with a horse, they're just in the moment.
What is it about a horse that people feel that they can relate to when they might not necessarily relate to a human?
You know, they're honest in the moment, so I think that's it. They get a real honest, you know, non-judgmental feeling and experience when they're around a horse, whereas when they're with a person, you know, it could perhaps feel a bit more judgmental.
My name's Tom. I am a practitioner account manager for Shaw Clinic. We're a biomechanical assessment company and we specialise in the manufacture of custom-made orthotics.
So for the listeners who might not be aware, what does that do and what does it achieve for those who are involved in horse riding?
We can help somebody with imbalances in the lower body, the feet, knees and hips in particular. Then it's something that can have a really positive impact.
And people might assume, they may assume, well, I'm on a horse, I'm not hitting the pavement, I'm not walking down. But your daily walking does play a part in your performance then when you're on the horse.
A massive part. The orthotics themselves, as you're actually riding the horse, do not play a part. What we try and fix is the general day-to-day imbalances in the gait, which will improve the rider, not just for when they are riding a horse, but also day-to-day generally.
Hello, I'm Catherine Crowley. I'm from Enniskillen Campus, which is an equine college in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland.
And tell me, the different courses now, what kind of careers would people follow on and do then once they complete the course?
It depends on what they're interested in. So they can do anything from work riders in the racing industry to trainers all the way up to auxiliary industry. So they can do work with say, breed societies, they can work with feed companies. We have people who run their own business and have liveries. So it depends on what they're interested in.
Some of those exhibiting at the Dublin Horse Show. That report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.